Hey, everybody, welcome to the Daily and welcome to the show. Today is March the 5th, 2020, and we welcome you today. Today we're going to do something a little different. We're not going to go on to Section 5. We'll do that tomorrow. But what I wanted to treat you to today is something that pretty much goes along with why is somebody calling me here. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I won't be answering you, so let's do this. You already know you rude for that because you don't do that. Okay. Just join what call? I don't have a call. Hi, everybody. We're going to try this again. Welcome to the – no, you're supposed to call the show, Brew. The show. Not me. Not Facebook. All right, we'll try this again. Welcome to the Daily on March the 5th, and today we're going to talk about focusing your mind to create the life you want. That goes with what we were talking about yesterday, us getting quiet, getting in a place, getting our oneness with God, and once we have achieved that, boys and girls, we can meditate our way into the life that we want. So some of these, this is a special message from the Archangel Michael. Same voice. See, this guy has an awesome voice. I listen to his channel. It's the Bringing Voice, and I'll give you his channel. It's not like it's mine. Giving Wisdom to Voice to Wisdom is my guy, and he just has this wonderful voice. So right now we're going to listen to a message from Michael. It's all about vibration, using your mind to create what you want, and to become a rare human. Right? We want to be rare humans. We don't want to be like everybody else because you know what? Everybody else ain't too good, boo. So we want to try to use our powers, our God-given powers, right, that we have, that we're given through God, through our birth. It's our right, our God-given right to prosper. And so let's listen to Michael. He's going to help us, get our mind right. So here we go, boys and girls.
Salutations, my beautiful beings of light. It is all about tonality, harmonics, and vibration now, dear ones. Your devotion to this path is appreciated. It is with your devotion that new energies are drawn into this domain of experience, grounded and perpetuate the evolution of humanity. Slowly, the world is reorienting to the new energies present here and now, and like all change, it is for some to adapt early, others to follow, and some to resist or ignore altogether. This is to be expected, and in no way limits or interferes with your experience in this here and now moment. You are organizing your own experience with your choice of focus. Increasingly, you are realizing the importance of learning to work with your mind, learning to allow your mind to help you in creating experiences that you desire. It is important for you to trust your knowing and begin to apply it more and more, creating and discovering your ways of using your attention, focus the mind, presence to create life in ways that you prefer. It is an endless expression of your being which is involved in this moment in time, having insight and desire for creativity based on all aspects of your experience. It is in this physical form that you have such great opportunities for deep fulfillment. The energy that you are expresses itself in many spheres of focus, and yet in the experience of form, the experience of awareness can have a richness that is substantial and profound in ways you do not experience when you are not in form. For this reason, the desire to manifest skill mastery in form is an aspiration of many beings of light. As you allow yourself to work with the form you are embodied, and you embrace this aspiration and begin to work in greater unity with yourself. It is not for you to leave this form without learning more about how it functions, what its capacity is, and how your overall consciousness can benefit from this as well as guide you in participating. It is important for you to trust your inner knowing as well, as what you are remembering. A lot of the things about how realities work have been remembered. It is for you to now really allow yourself to apply this and change how you live. Many human beings have big moments of insight. They see how life works, understand the thoughts they have been interfering with their happiness, release and forgive something they carried a long while, feeling relief, feeling hope, feeling better. Still, it is the rare human that continues to work with this moment on the ascending energy and integrate them, allowing them to change the way they create their day, the way they plan, the way they live it. It is the rare human who is altering what they think about it and practicing what they have learned. In essence, living in a continual process of conscious evolution. This is where the leading edge of your human potential is now. And for you to express yourself this way is the pathway to claiming the joy you anticipate emerging in this new reality. Nowhere is this more apparent than in your relationship with abundance energy and primarily money in your relationship to self-expression. These avenues of life are keys now to being honest with yourself about how life is going, beginning to get a real picture of your own abilities, and then with grace and a sense of humor, beginning as you are to expand your mastery into bringing forth both abundant energy, physical well-being, and money, and learning how to create the connections and experience that allow you to express your unique, energetic orientation to life. As you allow yourself to become more well-resourced, more free in expressing yourself and choosing, you begin to participate as you deeply hoped you would in this new reality. Life is calling forth your self-love and has been for some time. Because you need this to look honestly at your life, knowing and deciding to embrace that it is all of your own making. This willingness to take back your power is what awakening is really all about. So many of you as humans have issues with the ideas of power, have issues with ideas about money, have issues with ideas about health and energy. You have bought into so many limiting ideas about all these very important aspects of physicality. And we wish today to encourage you to take the time to deeply explore your own experience of these areas of human life and see what you can comprehend about your own relationship to creating your life in these areas. It will not do in the new reality to keep waiting for something to line up so that you can move forward. This is an old paradigm, victim approach to life. And if you are still feeling, we tell you now directly and with a hope you might let yourself off the hook. Please let this go and stop giving up your creative powers to anything outside of yourself. You are creating your experience on Earth, of this galaxy, of this lifetime, and your perspective and experience. It is not necessary for anything to line up except for your own perspective and energy. All the alignment needed to change all of these things in your life in any way you wish is within your control. Anyone or anything which makes you feel otherwise is distorted and is in some way distracting you from your power. This is not to place blame, for there is much distortion in interpretation of life on Earth, and learning to see beyond this into the clarity that is also present and is part of your journey. It is to remind you that there is plenty to get disoriented with if you pay attention to it. Do not let anything guide you which doesn't uplift you and make you feel empowered to create what you want right now. There is no reason to hold your desires off in the future, waiting for something to happen now. Lots of excellent material about using focus and feeling through attention to create exists. Use this material to work with your own abilities, to concentrate your focus and thus your energy. Apply it with choice, which gives information for structure and magnetizes what you imagine to you. You have come here specifically to get exceptionally good at doing this while remembering the cosmic fullness of your being. It is through this fulcrum of the inner portals to all you are in the present, which allows you to ground that energy here and create with its sensibility and qualities that you continually expand the fulfillment of your experience here. Fulfillment is the most wonderful feeling. It is a sense of capacity. It is a sense of being met and connected. It is a feeling of growth and learning and expansion. It encompasses so much of what is distinctly beautiful with the energy of love. Allow yourself to ask yourself today, do I feel I am able to truly own my own life as my own creation? Where am I giving this power away and how may I take it back? Letting other people off the hook and letting myself flow more freely. It is a process to unfold your being in form. It will have many moments of victory and many moments of confusion as you expand and reach further into the continuum of being. Aspiring to more and stretching the domain of this reality to accommodate your desire to evolve and grow. Let yourself work with the nature of things on earth, yet bringing to bear the changing dynamics within your own energy, your own DNA, and your own presence. You do this by altering your relationship to empowerment, allowing yourself to explore skillful concentration and focus, taking advantage of as many present moments as possible today and every day to choose consciously and feel the immediate manifestation of creation. It is done when you feel it deeply. It will replicate into magnetized essence experience of what you feel. Start looking for them and start claiming what you are creating. Start really deeply knowing this and exploring it, because when you do this, when you make this your aim, when you truly practice this, you will begin to know your power and your capacity in amazing and profound ways. And you will not mind so much discovering what bothers you in life, for you will become aware of it accompanied by the confidence in your ability to start changing it. You will actually enjoy realizing you prefer something else and could perhaps thrive more in a different situation, because it will give you, in your imagination, a chance to play. And you will discover you are far more creative than you are likely giving yourself credit for. And life will begin to hum and sing. And the song will be your song. And we will all hear it with great joy. I am with you always. I am Archangel Michael.
All right. So that goes along with what we have been discussing with Dr. Russell. It's all the same. These people know. Everybody knows but us. Right? But no, we know too. We just have to be reminded. So that is the love we send from the home studios of the Daily. Your girl always, Stacy Johnson. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. Join us tomorrow. Think about it. You know we got to meditate. You go, you get quiet. You, what do you say? My Father and I are one, or Om. Or even if you say, that is the natural frequency of God. Did you know that? So Allah, God, all the names of God always have that I in it. So you could just sit and start to feel, breathe real deep a couple of times and just start. You'll start to feel God. It's amazing. We are God's niggas. You got to understand that, feel that. You don't need nobody but you and God, because God is everything. And the spirit of God is deep, deep within us. That's how we got here. We are God on earth, meant to manifest as God manifests, bro. So let's get it together. Let's do our, let's do it again. Just do that. And you'll start to feel God. But in the meantime, we got our 2 minutes and 39 seconds of love. Peace. You know I love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. Okay, remember. Do it any kind of way. That's the frequency. Get with it, baby. I love you.